I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in studio with us to talk about crop insurance decisions. Gary Schnittke is a farm management specialist with the Farm Doc team in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences here at the U of I. Gary, tell me first about the February month. It's set crop insurance pricing levels. What kind of impact do the high prices that came out of that month have on decisions and the crop insurance products?
The February month is used to set the projected prices based on settlement prices of the December contract for corn and November contract for soybeans. Those prices turned out to be $6.01 for corn and $13.49 for soybeans, and those are all-time high projected prices. The closest year was to these were 2008, when we had a $5.40 corn price. So we're on the corn price considerably above that, and that allows farmers to set some pretty high guarantee levels, because the projected price along with the expected or APH yield and the coverage level determine the guarantees that these crop insurance products offer.
During the Farm Economics Summit meetings put on by the Farm Doc team in December, you showed a couple of PowerPoint slides that suggested at that time it would be possible to lock in a profit for the coming year just using crop insurance. Has that happened?
Yes. And in fact, the prices that we used putting together those slides were lower than they actually turned out to be. We were using prices in the low $5 at that point in time for corn. But yeah, we can use the crop insurance guarantees and prices that are offered to set profit levels no matter what happens price-wise or yield-wise on most farms. The only situation where I see that wouldn't work is if we bid up cash rents very high on all acres that are farmed. But most farms haven't done that, so crop insurance can be used to set or guarantee profits this year, which is unusual.
Tell me about the individual products and how they differ from one to another, and what producers have to look at this year.
This year, RMA introduced the combo product, and that replaced all our individual farm level products. This year, farmers will have three farm-level products or options within the combo product. The first is revenue protection, or RP. Revenue protection is the replacement for CRC and RA harvest price. It's a revenue product with a guarantee increase, and it's using history as a guide, this is the product that most producers will use RP. The second product is RP with exclusion, and RP with exclusion differs from RP in that its guarantee can't increase. If the harvest price turns out to be higher than the projected price, RP's guarantee increases, where RP with exclusion doesn't. RP with exclusion will be a good product for those individuals that don't do a lot of pre-harvest hedging. If you do some pre-harvest hedging, RP will likely be the preferred product. The final product is YP, or yield protection. It's a replacement for the old APH product, and it's a yield insurance. And yield insurance will be an appropriate product for those individuals that want to find or use some other means of giving themselves price protection. The other potential might be for livestock operations that need to guarantee themselves bushels, no matter, are more concerned with bushels than with revenue from acres.
And then the other product that most are familiar with is GRIP.
Yep, the other product is, in the county level products, is GRIP. And most people that have taken GRIP have taken GRIP, Group Risk Income Plan, with the harvest revenue option. There's also a GRIP without the harvest revenue option, and GRP, which is a yield insurance. Most producers in Illinois have taken GRIP HR, the harvest revenue option, and I would suggest that would probably be the product that you should continue to take if you're going to take a group plan.
Should producers take crop insurance?
Yeah, most producers will find that the crop insurance to be of value. I mean, if the ones that would have to self-insure somehow. Again, I think this year, a couple reasons for looking at crop insurance or keeping crop insurance, even though we're at pretty high price levels, is one, you can guarantee a profit, which is very unusual. And so this is agriculture, and we could have price declines or yield shortfalls, and I don't know what would necessarily cause a $2-3 price decline, but those things happen. So given the opportunity, why not lock in a profit? The second reason is because of the SURE program, which is a disaster assistance program that's part of the 2008 Farm Bill. If you take crop insurance at an 80% coverage level or higher, you maximize the payments under SURE. And SURE is sort of a hit and miss sort of thing, but if it does make payments, it will make big payments. 2008, it made some payments in Illinois, and if you look at the price levels in 2008, they look a lot like 2011. So this could be the year that sets up for SURE payments again.
When the producer goes into the crop insurance agent's office, they will find some sticker shock. Yep. This year,
premiums on products have gone up for two reasons. One is the higher projected prices. Those increase the guarantees and also increase the premiums. The second reason is because price volatilities are higher this year. And those increase the premiums, and so we'll see higher premiums. Premiums on these products are 50% higher this year than they were last year.
And there is some variability within the counties as to what these cost.
Absolutely. They vary across the state. And we have actually some maps that show that variability on the FarmDoc website. If you're concerned about premiums on the RP policy, think about the enterprise unit. An enterprise unit is all of one crop in a county. It will have lower premiums than the other basic and optional alternatives because less land means higher payments usually. But they'll find those enterprise units to be 70% lower in some cases than the basic and optional units. And that relationship varies across counties in Illinois. So think about that enterprise unit. There also is a whole farm unit, which combines all of corn and soybeans in the county. And if you're really concerned about premiums and want to lower those while still maintaining eligibility for SURE and giving yourself a revenue guarantee, the whole farm unit will be roughly half the cost of a enterprise unit and will provide a guarantee. And just to give you a feel here, a RP policy will have at an 80% level something between a $10 and $15 premium per acre for corn across many counties in Illinois, northern and central Illinois. The basic and optional criteria or option unit will have a $30 premium, so it's double. If you go from RP basic unit down to RP enterprise unit, 80%, you go from 30 to 15, and the RP at 85% has a $24 premium in the county that we were looking at, which was Macon County. So you can go from a basic and optional unit down to an enterprise unit and up the coverage level, and that will provide better price protection overall. So that's an alternative to look at as well.
Finally, what kind of tools are available on the FarmDoc website for producers to use and answer some of the questions that they have before they actually go see their agents?
Yep, we have on our FarmDoc website some 4 on-demand webinars, which will go over the combo product in detail, Grip HR in detail, enterprise units and what they mean in detail, and finally some suggestions for risk management and crop insurance in 2011. So those webinars are on our website. There's 3 sets of tools on the website as well, and that's the crop insurance section. One is an online premium calculator. The second is online premium or payment evaluator, where we look at the risk and returns associated with different crop insurance alternatives. And the final one is a downloadable spreadsheet that looks at what if and calculates crop insurance premiums. We also have documentation describing or papers describing crop insurance alternatives on that website. And that's the crop insurance section of FarmDoc.
Gary, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Gary Schnittke is a farm management specialist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. You can read more from him on the FarmDoc website and use the tools that are there. The address is www.farmdoc.illinois.edu. Again, that's www.farmdoc.illinois.edu. I'm Todd Gleason.